A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, everyone. I definitely thought it was going to replay again. So I was kind of like, oh, are you on mute? Is there a reason? Anyway, hi, everyone. Welcome to Pod. Welcome to the Pod in the City. We love Pod in the City loves to hate everything. Weekly live roundup.
Yeah.
We're so happy to have you. I'm John.
And I am Amanada.
If you didn't know, we are the hosts of the Pod in the City podcast. So please go subscribe to that on all of the subscription services. And if you're here right now and you have not subscribed, please do. That's one of our biggest pushes, is we need 1,000 subscribers. So also what I did, I know this is kind of I'm going to just reveal a couple, pathetic moments here at the top. I did log into every Gmail account I have. So you can just log into your Gmail on YouTube, even if you've never used it. Subscribe, baby. Then yeah. Amanda might hate me for this, but I did go on to Reddit.
Oh, I don't want to know this. Why does someone call me fat and annoying?
No, no. I went on to the Sex and the City Reddit, and I did make a post just saying,
podcast.
I was like, hey, yeah, I just found this new podcast. It's called Pod in the City. Like, they're kind of funny. Do you guys know any other podcasts? That I was trying to be so. And it did get comments. Plenty of people commented. Okay. And you know what? If we can get one listener from that, love it.
It's a chef's kiss for that. And oh, by the way, happy early Valentine's Day to all of you lovers out there. Lovers.
Happy
ladies,
Valentine's
I've taken Day. A lover. Yeah, it's have like you? A tomorrow or something.
Yeah. What?
No, that's from Sex and the City, Joan. Ladies, I've taken lover.
I know, but I was like getting excited. There is something in the air, because trust me, I've been feeling some kind of way.
I have definitely not taken a lover. I think that's it. Oh, also, just engage in this post, comment, watch hours, let the commercials play through. We need like a certain amount of hours. Yeah. Let's do some really quick housekeeping, shall we? Right, let's just talk about
what
we got.
Used to that, probably.
But. Well, I'll give you a warning for the what are we watching one, because that's the one that comes in like a.
Oh, lovely.
Like somebody sitting.
Maybe that would be on the priority list of adjustments. Possibly.
Hey, listen. Okay, so the weather is changing like mad in Calgary right now, and so it's been a migraine week, and I'm on my period.
The weather has been wild here too. It's been raining.
Oh, in Arizona, that hot, that nice hot rain.
It's cold. It's like 45 degrees.
I forget Fahrenheit already. I'm back to Celsius. Let's see. Join us, guys, on patreon.com/podinthecity. And this week, we have an episode of The Golden Girls, Season 1, Episode 3, Rose the Prude. And Sex in the City, Season 1, Episode 6, The Monogamous. Now, Sex in the City is going to be on our main feed as well, but you get early release on Patreon. You all know how that works.
And usually an early release is not that great, but in this case, it's fabulous.
With the right person. I'm
pretty proud of myself with that one. I don't know. That was... Wow.
That was nice. All right. Follow us on Instagram, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, please follow us on all the things. Help support us. Again, log into all your Google accounts. Take your friends' phones, log into them. Just subscribe to us on YouTube. That's kind of really what we're trying to get our number up.
Do you want to tell them about the hair journey that you watched me go through right before?
Oh, dear. Well, yes. In case anyone is unaware, Amanda, she doesn't like to maintain herself very much. Or just kidding.
Mondays
she's sitting here going through half an hour of hair shit. She's like, I got to fix my hair. I'm going to curl my hair. And I'm like, okay. And then she pulls out her curling iron from just somewhere.
Like, right here. It just lives here.
I mean,
and then
sense.
We decided to back comb it, and John's like, that looks way worse. So
I'm just leaving. Not to be shady, but
it did. I looked insane. By the way, over at me and Jody's podcast, still going strong on Patreon there. Love to hate TV Patreon. We just did Sister Wives Season 10, Episode 2, Pawn Shops and Polygamy Perks. And on Total Request Podcast, we're doing this week an episode of CSI Miami. Season 4, Episode 22, Open Water. So that's going to be terrifying because both of us are scared of water.
Oh.
Anyway, I think that's it for
House. Yeah. And I'll plug my life. I'm a realtor, so please follow me at John Mom Homes. We got a lot going on over here in AZ. The weather's beautiful. It's a perfect time of year to buy or sell a home.
Keep your eye on Coyote Pass. Make sure. Now that you have a vested interest in Sister Wives,
After finishing the moving episode, I'll kind of say
my favorite episode.
You maybe have slightly won me over, but
you don't say.
Slightly, we'll see. I have thoughts.
It gets just more and more manic as you go. Like the amount of inside jokes you're going to learn.
I think that yesterday something happened yesterday. Didn't something kind of like important happen yesterday? But I kind of...
Let's just get right into hot topics. And here's a little warning. I think this one kind of blasts into your eardrums too. So here we go. 3, 2, 1. Hot topic. All right, that one's not as bad. Something did happen yesterday. I actually participated in kind of. And by participating, I mean that I drove up to Justine's house. We didn't even look at the TV once. We talked shit and I ate a whole bunch of buffalo chicken dip. Like a lot of buffalo chicken dip.
You know, I want to like buffalo chicken dip, but I think it's a texture thing or something. I love buffalo chicken, but... I don't know. It's a creamy texture thing. Oh yeah. Well,
it was
anyway. So what happened then?
Just like pouring like a whole thing of salt into my mouth because then afterward, like I was just so swollen.
You're like, ugh.
Yeah, I couldn't even like grab my steering wheel. I was driving like this the whole way home. But yes, the Super Bowl happened, and I know. And Taylor Swift was there. And I actually do agree that that this shit is rigged. I really do. Because I can tell that it like seemed really rigged. They kept showing Taylor.
I think it's hard because, but some people also are like, well, they are a really good team. It's like, are we that shocked that like a really good team is winning?
Yeah, but they were losing the entire time. Anyway, no one cares about that. Oh, here's a picture of my dog meeting Justine's dog, though. It's really cute. Look at that little puppy.
Oh, my God. You did text me that, but I don't know if I said anything about
it. And anyway, Reba McEntire sung the national anthem, and it was like what I would consider to be the safest version of the national anthem ever. She started here because you know how the national anthem is like, it goes super low, but then you have to really gauge where you're gonna. She was like, "Oh, say, can you see?" And then it ended on like, "And the home of the brave."
You know what?
Get it.
Reba knows what's up, babe. Reba knows what's up. Unlike Alicia Keys. Miss Mama needs to lower her keys, all right? It needs to be Alicia lower keys, girl. Like, I mean, it's okay. You wrote those songs some time ago. I would do the same thing. Yeah, I didn't watch, unfortunately, because Rihanna wasn't the halftime show like last year. I did watch last year. I had a vested interest in that. This year, Usher was okay. He was good. He's great. I was kind of surprised that they chose him in the first place, but you know,
why? Just because he's not like as relevant. I don't know anything about the music.
Kind of like he's not like. More
I don't know
current.
Why I can't help
I don't know current okay Beyonce yeah. Yes Beyonce yes this yes we need showmanship here's a good like Lady Gaga okay Lady Gaga okay
she's done it though
her halftime show yeah but I'm saying these are what we need out of a halftime show even Katy Perry give me something.
Yeah, what happened to her?
I mean, Usher, I'm sure he was great, but that's all right. When, Beyonce could when do the it, song... though, every year for me. Okay.
She's fine. When Yeah came on, I was like, Usher sings this? I know this one.
Well, there was a lot of speculation that Justin Bieber was going to join him.
I know, Justin was like ready for that.
Crush, and...
Okay, you and Justine have a lot.
My embarrassing trash crush.
Right before the halftime show started, she's like, just so you two know, if Justin Bieber shows up on stage, I'm going to lose it. Like, it's going to be like a whole thing.
You know who I really wish would have shown up, though, Amanda? Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get this here. If I should play the sound, but do you see who that is?
No. Oh, is that Tom Sandoval?
That's Tom Sandoval. This was posted by Billy Lee. I wish they would have brought Tom Sandoval in for this thing.
That would have been hilarious. He'd be like, God, I'm just going to do the Super Bowl and everyone's booing me and I'm just doing my best, okay?
And it's probably because Ariana didn't hold her end of the bargain. Like, she didn't want to have sex.
She didn't want to stay up until 6 o'clock in the morning every night while I did a bunch of cocaine.
And watch the sunrise.
Okay.
Imitate. Here's what I did instead of. I went and saw Nina West. If anyone knows who Nina West is, she's like a person. She was on one of the seasons of Drag Race. She came here and did a show with Seth Rudetsky, who is like a Broadway legend guy. I don't know. He does these concerts where he goes and travels with someone, and it's like half concert, half interview. It was pretty fun, but there was like barely any, like there was like 30% of the seats sold. Which was kind of
that is so sad.
It was kind of sad, but it almost made it like very. It was like very intimate.
Yeah,
like there was like talking back to the audience. You know, she was hilarious. Hilarious. I would say go see her. To me, the singing could have been different, but. Like, I saw Seth Rudetsky with, like, Patti LuPone. So, like, you know, it's kind of hard.
Honey,
to,
who
like...
hasn't seen Seth Rudetsky with
Patti LuPone? Oh, I've seen Patti LuPone 3 times here. You know, anytime she whips on through, I'm like, you know what? Gotta go see my girl, Patti.
She goes, and then she always sings Meadowlark. What all the god of heaven stolen?
Oh yeah. And then she always sings some random shit with it. She's like crying over, saying it's the most beautiful thing in the world. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Now, if we're really going to talk about Patty, we can launch ourselves into the trauma.
You're right into this.
Yeah, I do. Because this is a lot. This is big, people. I'm very sorry if you're not a Broadway person. But
we always dabble a little at the top.
Something happened this weekend.
Something bad. Something really bad happened.
I just...
The Broadway world will never be the same.
If you know Broadway, you know what's going... You know where we're going with this. But Aaron Tveit... I always feel dumb saying his last name. And good old Sutton Foster were trudged down, stamped over the month. Oh, Patti LuPone's audiobook, Twisa, it is.
Oh, it amazing. Is so good. She is ready to spill the tea. She's like, I fucking hate Andrew Lloyd Webber. Yeah.
She is. Okay, so
this
they took over. In Sweeney Todd. Now, this is in the revival, and it was Josh Groban and Anna Lee Ashford, who I'm sure were great, but I wasn't all that inspired by them either, I'll be honest.
I thought Josh Groban had a perfect voice for it. And I do like Anna Lee Ashford.
I just have like this vision of Josh Groban in my head that he is so not grizzled. Like Aaron Tveit, they're like,
okay, well, let's get into that.
They're like,
because
you know,
Aaron Tveit has an amazing voice, but he is a tenor. It's like well, Reba McEntire singing the national anthem.
He like
it's just up, it's too safe.
He does like an opt up in now. It sounds really good. I think it just goes along the lines. But it's the same thing about them casting these Seymours in the, like Jeremy Jordan as Seymour. What's his butt? Hot gay guy as Seymour.
Jonathan Groff. Yeah.
Like, you could find a grizzled old George Hearn. Where is our George Hearn? Or even when they did the most recent revival, they had Michael Cerveris.
Yeah.
I believe now, that.
I had a full manic episode over this, and I kept sending Justine clips of just like, this is what it's supposed to sound like. And she was being very nice, humoring me, but I'm sure that she was like, okay, I don't actually care.
Is that why on our YouTube, like, recently watched was
I
like,
I hate that you can watch what I've watched, because that day was crazy.
You can change it, though. You don't toggle between accounts. Amanda, you've got to toggle between accounts.
Yeah, I don't
really. Anyway, I don't want you seeing the shit that I was watching. But I think worse than him somehow, and I'm confused. Because I don't think Sutton Foster is that far off of playing a Mrs. Lovett, right?
Like, I don't know. I can't stand her.
I can't, like, to me, it's not a good casting either, but I can more generally see her as Mrs. Lovett than him as Sweeney Todd. He could play Anthony, or he could play even Tobias. I did get into a TikTok argument in my TikTok account with some dumb 20-year-old who's arguing with me about how, because someone's like, oh, Aaron Tveit should have been Tobias instead. And this once I looked at their profile, they're 20, is like, he's 25 years too old. And I literally commented back. I'm like, is he though? And they're like, yes, this was played by blah, blah, blah. And then I said, you might want to check your math. This is how deep I go. Sometimes if a bitch is trying me on TikTok behind my guise of nothing, I'm like, yeah, sweetie, you might want to check your math because the original Tobias was 31. And they're like, yeah, well, that's irrelevant. And I'm like, oh, well, why don't you go dig up Sondheim and ask him? Literally. Anyway, guys, look up the TikTok videos of Sutton Foster and Aaron like Sutton Foster's it, more because
it's pretty wild.
Sounds something's wrong. I'm confused. It confused.
Yeah.
Me.
It can't be any worse than Music Man.
If we have more people joining us and you aren't subscribed, please, I'm begging you, hit the subscribe button.
Yeah,
please, because people keep joining us. Subscribe. I'm going to keep saying it till we get 1,000 subscribers.
Smash that
and
like.
Then I'll shut the fuck up. But please subscribe.
You'll never
log into all your Google accounts. Subscribe for us, babes. We need it.
Was that our last hot topic?
Oh, we did have another one about, I guess there's a man named Matthew Morrison.
Oh my God. Yeah. He's doing Billy Flynn in Chicago in Japan. And I'm going to need him to go bye-bye at some point. He just appeared on fucking Grey's Anatomy the other day. I'm like, what are you doing here?
What about
then they kill him off in this insane way. He's like somebody's like abusive ex.
What about his portrayal of the Grinch in like the live musical version of the Grinch that was on television?
Yeah, I probably watched TikTok videos of it. He's just one of he's like Taylor. He's the Taylor Swift of Broadway, where it's like, take a break. I need to stop. Enough.
Well, enough. I think with Taylor Swift, it's kind of like looking like, people are kind of getting over her ass somewhat. I mean, we were going to talk about that in the Super Bowl, but I just had to get into the, our Super Bowl is like musicals. So, I mean, like, sorry. But she is oversaturated. I do think people are a bit ridiculous going down this rabbit hole saying that it's like a, thank you. Please subscribe as your husband. And his mother and his aunts, anyone, like, find Google accounts and just subscribe. You don't even have to log in ever again. I have old Google accounts I forgot I even had, but they're in my world. Anyway, what do you guys think? Is Katy Perry?
Taylor Swift.
Sorry, I'm reading the comments. Is Taylor Swift, like, on the verge of
oversaturation? She's starting to become Anne Hathaway at the Oscars.
She is.
Came true. Although Anne Hathaway, I like have turned completely on, like in a good way. I fucking love her. She's in this episode of this show called like Real Love or something on Amazon. And it's this episode just about her having like bipolar. And it's one of the best things I've ever seen. I watch it like once a year and just like bawl. I'll send it to you. But
I've ever not really liked Anne Hathaway. I know she became really oversaturated in the market. I did not like the Les Mis movie, so.
Me neither, but yeah.
But I'm also like totally confused at these like conspiracy theories that people think that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Now, I do believe that there is some promotional tailoring happening here. I don't believe that they actually like each other that much. And I would be very shocked if they've had sex. I'm just guessing. I mean,
look at the chemistry in this picture. The love. Wow.
I'm gonna guess he wants to fuck her, but I'm having a hard time imagining
really,
her
he
like
seems
riding
over
that
her right
kid.
Here. He's giving me like
a vibe of like,
this is my moment.
Well, what did you expect? I mean, I think these... Hi, Beaker Face. If you're not subscribed already, please subscribe as yourself
I
and your grandma and your aunt and your mother and anyone else you could find. Anyway, okay.
Oh, someone just... Oh, Sella Wallaway just subscribed.
Oh my God, yay!
It's all happening.
So they did show a preview of Wicked during...
I know, I saw it.
Thoughts?
I think I'm gonna go to see Cynthia Erivo because I think she's like a freaking machine. Yeah.
She's not.
But I don't really like Wicked that much. Anyway, yeah. I only know about Ariana and SpongeBob SquarePants. Yeah, I'm excited. I was happy to see that Ethan Slater was nowhere to be seen in the trailer. It's like fine.
I think that they're doing that on purpose. I think it's unfortunate like that they've cast Ariana Grande. Like, did you need it? She looks dead behind the eyes. I'm sorry. And I don't mind her. Her, there's a concert of hers that's on Netflix. When I had Netflix, and I've watched that like 4 times. It's fabulous, but why?
I don't know, Joan, but I did just.
And why did they split it into 2 parts, Amanda?
I think that's obnoxious.
Biggest mistake. Huge. Big mistake. All right,
I found this picture that I uploaded here. It's a screenshot of this conversation between me and John from this is probably on my manic night.
Wait.
I just want to like read through this really quickly. I just wrote.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's 10:40 a.m. So I don't know what I was doing awake at that point. I probably still had not gone to sleep yet.
Thank you, Beaverface, for subbing all 5 of your accounts. We love you.
Yeah, they're all coming in. They're rolling in.
Yay!
I send John this message. Oh, my God. And he just writes, what? Because I have to be that crazy. Otherwise, you don't write me back.
First of all, I never get a message from Amanda that isn't normally like at least this big or at least 3 sentences long. So getting the OMG is kind of like, it is like, I was slightly alarmed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
John just writes, what? And then I'm like, I just ordered Uber Eats Egg McMuffin and a latte. And what was received was 4 entire pancakes and sausage, 10 syrups and 4 breakfast burritos. And then my next text is, I mean, I should be happy, but I really was craving that McMuffin. And John just writes, Jesus Christ, I thought someone had died or something. Anyway.
I did. At least you know I'll be there.
Yeah. If it sounds like it's like a full emergency. Do you want to get into what are we watching?
Yeah.
Right? That's next. Okay, this is the loud one. So everyone just take out your earbud for a second. Here we go.
We can reach if we can get to enough subscribers today, Amanda.
Were you talking that whole time?
No.
Because you go on mute when these things start.
I forgot about that. And I was talking then at the end. Then I stopped. If we get enough subscribers today, Amanda will change that and make it less jarring. Okay, I do want to stop for a second. Did you hear about the puppy bowl thing?
No, you know what happened?
Bowl? You know the puppy bowl?
Of course I know the puppy
okay, bowl. Okay, in the puppy bowl, they introduced this dog, Sweet Pea. I think its name was Sweet Pea. It's the tiniest dog that's ever been in the puppy bowl. It was this big. Blah, blah, blah. They did the whole puppy bowl. Last fade out card. Sweet Pea was adopted by a company or a group that, you know, helps these dogs. Unfortunately, she was not able to recover from her illnesses or something. R.I.P. Sweet Pea.
Oh my gosh. Why did we need to know that information?
You mean, why did I tell you that?
No, I mean, why would they even feel like they need to tell anyone? I remember when Robin Williams passed away, there was this video. I just remember this being such a funny, do you know who Brian Sachs is?
Sorry, but it was dark. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be laughing.
That is dark.
That was crazy. It was like, how sad you fall in love with poor Sweet Pea. And then like, they just like stab you right in the last second.
Yeah. Do you know who Brian Sachs is? He had a podcast called Throwing Shade like 15 years ago or something. Anyway, it doesn't matter. He was on like E! News or like a extra or something. He was just like a guest, like just a comedian talking about this. And they were asking, they showed him this clip of for some reason, you know, Coco the gorilla. Uh-huh. Who, like, knows sign language.
Yeah.
They, like, after Robin Williams passed, the zookeeper went in and, like, signed to Coco, like, that he died. And Coco was, like, sad. And Brian Sofchi said the exact same thing that I just said. He's like, why did Coco the gorilla need to know that information? And I just thought it was so perfect. Because they were ready to, like, have a full conversation with him about that. And he's like,
do you
that
think
was,
they
like,
went in and told Coco about 9/11? They were like,
I think Coco needed to know about 9/11, yeah.
Did Coco? Did Coco need to experience that national tragedy with us?
They sat Coco down and played Loose Change for whether it's Coco girl or a boy, them. Okay, let's. what are we watching here? What are we watching these days?
What are you watching? Let me tell you guys. Amanda and I had discussed we were going to watch The Traitors. Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So, I
get these ideas, and then I'm like, yeah, well, I'll get to that later. And then I just never watched.
She texts me. She's like, oh my God, I just watched the first, I'm 20 minutes in, I'm hooked. She said. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I'm like, okay, let's talk about it like in depth on Monday. Like, you're going to binge. I figure she's going to binge it, of course. So yesterday, I'm like, holy shit.
It's on the poster that you made. It's like the biggest picture on this poster.
I know. Okay, wait, where was I? All right, so I'm like, okay, cool. We get on today. And I'm like, okay, cool. You watch The Traitors, right? Because and she's like, oh no, I just watched the first episode. I said, you are fucking kidding me. Because I had binge watched I spent 6 hours watching that over the last, like, evening. I was last night at like 7 o'clock being like, holy shit, I have to watch The Traitors so I can go over this shit with her. And then I get in and because I'm like, oh my God, I didn't watch the 7th episode. I thought there was only 6.
Yeah, I'm like,
the episodes are an hour long. And she's like, oh, I only watched the first one. Cool. So,
and I didn't even watch that much. Okay, look, this is what's daunting about it. There are 7,000 cast members in this thing.
There are, but they eliminate 2 per episode in a lot of the episodes.
All right.
Because here's a general, I'll give you a general rundown. If anyone hasn't watched The Traitors, it's very hot on shit right now with Peacock. It's on Peacock, all right? Mm-hmm. So the first season had a bunch of celebrities, a lot of them from reality TV, et cetera. And then there were normal people, like just like us on the other half. And the idea is that there are people who are traitors and that there are people who are faithfuls. And when the traitors, like, it's almost like this game we would play in, like, drama class, like Mafia, where you'd sit in this circle.
I love that game.
Yeah. It was a lot like that. Even Alan Cumming in the first episode goes around and he touches people on the shoulder if they're the traitor. So then each day, the whole group has to try and do a voting out thing. Like, who do we think is the traitor? All right. They vote someone out. They're usually wrong. And then at night, the traitors get to kill off someone. Okay, so usually both in each episode, people do.
Do the traitors know who each other are, or they don't even know that, right?
In the first episode, they didn't know who each other were. But at nighttime, they come together in this, like, castle turret thing. And they wear these, like, cloaks. And they, like, reveal who reveal themselves. I'm not going to give a bunch away because if you guys are watching it, I mean, like, that's the point, is that you should see good shit happen. But, you know, there's a lot of people from other franchises in season 2. Here's the people. I'm going to just look at this. We have Poverty. She's from Survivor. This guy was Deontay.
Isn't it Devarty? I don't think it's pronounced
it's Poverty. I think it's Poverty.
Really? Oh, okay. Interesting.
Not Poverty, but Parvity.
Parvity. Oh, okay. You have to enunciate.
I don't know. It's hard. I'm I confuse hers all the time because I also feel like people confuse hers when they. I watched her Survivor seasons. This guy is a boxer. This guy is Dan from. Anyway, the people that I really cared about are like Phaedra, Epperman. Like all the Real Housewives. Who'd you say?
Peppermint.
Oh, Peppermint. That was why I didn't want to. They kick Peppermint off immediately. And the reason is Trishelle from Real World. And let me tell you, I fucking hate her.
Exploded when I figured out who that was because I'm like, I watched that entire, like, I think we probably watched that season of Real World together. Probably. And I was like, that is her. Like, I so remember her. And CT is that.
Okay. I was going to wait. I was going to hold that because.
Okay. What are your thoughts on CT? Because I remember at one point during an episode of, I want to say, Road Rules Challenge, he like rubbed his booger on some girl, and I'll never forget that. Like, I will never forget that.
Well, okay. I've always thought he was hot. The accent can get me. The darker hair with the lighter like the eyes. He always, yeah. He was scary in certain things. I'm not going to say his actions throughout the years are something I'm horny for. But what he has morphed into, y'all need to watch the first. He is problematic and gross. I totally agree. I completely agree.
He gives me like a Ronnie from Jersey Shore energy about himself. Like, I wouldn't want to be like alone in a house with him.
Yeah. I would say he has lightened up seeming. You know, you don't know his backstory.
He's like 50 now.
Oh, but baby. Oh. Those 50 years are, in my mind, looking real good on CT. I'll tell you, baby.
Okay.
Because he has what I was saying before is like, he was like really athletic and he's still athletic, but he's like beefed out. So he has like a belly, but he has like body. The first episode, y'all, objectifying men here. He had gray, like tight, like very tight pants on, and his thighs and ass and just, guys.
All right, well, I guess I'll go back and
actually. If you like big, thick dad, if you like yummy, or I think it's called Yummy Beefy Daddies. That's from another thing I watched called Movie Bitches. Yummy Beefy Daddies. If you like that, baby. And Phaedra is on it, and she calls him her castle daddy. Now, she's problematic, and that's making it a struggle, because I will say she's a traitor. You find out in the very first episode, so I'm not really giving anything away. And there is a big thing going around TikTok of where she goes after this one other guy named Dan, who's from Big Brother, because he comes for her and tries to accuse her of being a traitor, and she dog walks him, basically. She's problematic, though, and I'm struggling to get over her, too, because she, did you know, she accused Candy Burris on Real Housewives of attempting...
She's on the One Masked Singer.
Yeah, attempting to drug and, like, basically, like, roofie another cast member of that and, like, do what you would when you roofie someone.
Oh, nice.
Like, that was why she got kicked off the show.
Oh,
and now they brought her. Nice. It's horrible.
Being sarcastic. That's like
insane.
Of course, they're going to bring back Jen Shaw when she gets out of prison for sure.
Oh God.
They brought back what's her face with the low hairline, Judice.
Teresa. Yes.
Yeah.
If you have been watching Beverly Hills, though, Erica Jane is on her redemption tour, and people are liking her now again. She still does not take accountability for anything. She has a really embarrassing moment where she's like, if anyone knows, she had these earrings that were $750,000.
Oh, I know all about them.
Yeah, people believe they were like a payoff. So this season, she has a scene where she's like, well, she has her phone or something. She's like, well, just got the information. The settlement, it's been settled. There's no proof that those earrings were purchased with the money from the victims or whatever. And people are still sitting there like...
Not the point.
But you know that a roundabout way, like at least $1 of those things are paid from the victims. Are you that dim? I get what you're... Like, I get you're trying to rehab yourself, but you're not working. It's not doing too well.
I like, it was my probably last season, but one of like me and Jody's recurring jokes is on the reunion of, I think last season, OJ Simpson got brought up and Erica Jane was like, he beat the charges. He beat the charge. Or no, maybe with Michael Jackson. Either way, she was like standing up and like,
either way, those are the two you're going to stick up for.
Yeah, I'm going to die on the hill of Michael Jackson.
OJ, who wrote a book that was like, if I did it, this is how I would have done it. Like,
that's one of, okay, like, not a thing about that case is funny, but that is like logistically very funny that happened. That was an actual thing that happened.
Anyway, that he wrote a book?
Yeah, just that he would be that brazen. I wouldn't say
it's
funny.
It's literally insane.
It's insane, yes.
Off the charts. Anyway, if you guys are just checking in, we're on a big push to get subscribers, so please. Please subscribe to us.
You are so much better at this than I am.
No, people probably think that's actually annoying, but I know that if you are reminded,
I used to do that, and it would just be like comments upon comments of people like watching like the later show and being like, Amanda needs to shut the fuck up. Yet nothing John has said in like the couple months we've been doing this has ever offended anyone somehow.
You better knock on wood, because it's coming. Oh, it's coming.
100% is coming.
I do check our ratings to see if someone's gonna.
I don't want to know
a bad thing. So far, it's all nice. It's all nice so far.
That makes me even more nervous, actually. Can I talk about my current Grays journey, or are you done talking about the traitors? Do you want to? What is this?
Well,
what is this picture? Oh, it's out.
Well, I had originally taken these because I thought you had watched the 6 episodes. So that's Alan Cumming. You can put it back up. Let's see.
Okay.
That's Alan Cumming. He always has fabulous outfits. And do you see his dog? He has his dog with him.
And he's all dressed all
He stars. Makes this he makes this show just he's
Alan
everything.
Cumming is
You guys,
he's so
if
sexy
you
too.
If you have any history of reality TV, anything, you have to watch it. I mean, come on. And there's 7 episodes now. They are 1-hour episodes, though.
I know. I'm used to that 42 minutes.
1 hour.
Yeah.
That's too much. That is too long. Anyway.
Walter, you okay? Now, listen. Here's what Grays. The good thing is that, okay, so I'm almost finished with Grays, and then I can finally concentrate on like literally anything else going on in the whole universe. But I just can't stop, and it's getting so insane. The characters are completely everyone is bisexual, which I don't really have a problem with, but I'm like, I don't think every single employee at this hospital has some insane backstory where they also were in like a lesbian couple, but and it's a surprise. It's just every single person is getting revealed to have had some kind of bisexual or like threesome relationship in the past.
I mean, it is a TV show, but I also struggle to believe that in hospitals there's that much like incestuous behavior. Like everyone in the hospital's trying to fuck. They're all like,
I'd just be so tired all the time. Like, I'm covered in blood right now.
I'm gonna say you're cleaning up patients' shit and guts and things, and you're wanting to get it in. Like,
right. I want to sleep. I'm locking this door and I'm sleeping for the next 6 hours.
Season are we on now? Where are we at?
I'm about to press play on season 17, episode 1. But you also have to know that in
you
March,
guys,
season 20
each of these seasons have like 20 some episodes.
Yeah,
these aren't like 8 episode 30 minute shits.
They're all 42 minutes. Just happened, and I knew that. Elise says you got me thinking about taking a Grays journey. I said this, I think, to Justine yesterday. And after I said it, she was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. I was like, I'm actually really considering that when I catch up on Grays, I'm going to go back and just start re-watching it again. And she's like, don't do that.
Try something else. Have you ever done Desperate Housewives?
Yes.
Whole thing.
Great show.
Love. See, that one is like one I could rewatch probably right now.
I was impressed when they did that cool like turn where like halfway through the series they like jumped up like 10 years or something. I was like, that was pretty brilliant.
I think during the time people hated that, but
I was doing a rewatch. Fat Lemon says my issue with Grays is like how can so many horrible things happen to the same people. Yeah, I mean, like Meredith has lost every single person in her life. And she's also found out that she has about, I don't know, 27 lost brothers and sisters just out there. And they're all surgeons, of course. And they just show up and they're like, hi, are you Dr. Gray? And she finds
and
out
they're all just later, surgeons.
I'm actually your sister. They're all surgeons. Everyone's a fucking surgeon. There's not like a single loser in your family. There's not a single fuck up in this entire family.
I'm gonna tell a little story about a surgeon right now. Okay. Well, I don't know if they were a surgeon, but this weekend when I went to see Nina West, I went to this bar afterwards called BS West. Or not BS West. Sorry, that's the one that closed.
I know BS West. Okay.
AZ88. You know that too. You have to. I saw.
I don't think so. I know.
I saw Lucas Coatney.
Okay. Yeah.
And told him that we had a podcast, and I told him that he should come on it, and I said he would be like an amazing guest.
He'd be so good. Yeah. For any of our shows, any of our girls, Golden Girls, and any of them.
So this weekend was the Waste Management Open in Arizona, and that takes place in Scottsdale. And so there's lots of people out in Scottsdale. At AZ88 is in Scottsdale, and it's like on one of the lists of where you should go, whatever. So we're there. We're standing at the end of the bar because we couldn't even get.
Hang on, am I supposed to know what the hell a Waste Management Open is?
It's the Phoenix Open.
What the fuck is that? Waste Management Open, you said?
Okay, it was the Phoenix Open. It's a golf tournament. They've changed it to the Waste Management Open because Waste Perfect Management title. Is the company of like that does our garbage here. It's like the grossest. Everyone here still so calls dumb. It the Phoenix Open. Everyone still here gotcha. Still just calls it the Phoenix Open. Anyway, they had it this weekend. So everyone's out in Scottsdale doing whatever.
Julie's just trying to thought there. You saw
because
Lucas
I
Coatney.
Get so distracted by the comments. I'm like,
you somehow took the surgeon conversation and moved over here. And then you said it's
because
not,
we're standing at the end of the bar and there's this couple. Okay. And we're talking, whatever. And they start talking to us. He is a pediatric surgeon.
He's in peds. Welcome to
in
peds.
In another state. The two of them are there from another state to go to the Waste Management Open, right? I'm not going to say the state because what if they find me? And throughout the progression of being there for like probably an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, we find out that they're separated. They each go to the bathroom at different times and then tell me like information about what's going on with their relationship when each one goes to the bathroom and telling me that they're currently separated. Towards the end, she tells me that the only reason she came out here was because he asked her to come with him so that, is that sad? Am I revealing too much on the live? Oh, I don't know why.
Say their names.
No, but he was hot. I think the problem with them was that he wanted a man. And that's where we were getting at. He was complimenting my necklace. Like, that kind of like...
Oh. Okay, no, I can kind of see how this relates to our conversation that someone's in peace and also everyone's bisexual also. Okay. Let me just finish up what I was saying about Grace. I finally got to this insane storyline where, you know, Alex Karev, the character?
No.
I'm asking you, Joan. You watch Grace. He's like one of the original people.
Who played him?
The buzz cut guy? Chambers.
Justin Chambers. I know who you're talking. Yeah, yeah. He has a buzz cut, right?
Yeah, and I knew that he got like written. It goes back and forth. I knew that. Spoiler alert for Grey's Anatomy. It doesn't seem like anyone's going to join me on this journey, so you're all fine. I knew that he got
you're
like
pretty written. Hard. You're like, how am I supposed to join you on a journey on season 17? Like, babe, I took 6 hours to watch The Traitors and I felt I was starting to feel tortured. I was like, I got to tell Amanda I can't do this. I can't watch this. I can't watch this much at once.
Look at the spiral I went on when somebody showed a mild interest in what's happening with Sweeney Todd. And how much, if you gave me any indication, hey, I'm watching Grey's now, I don't think I would sleep for 7 days because I would just be texting you. Look at this. Watch this. Anyway, Alex Karev, I knew he got written off the series because just so much drama was happening. But it was just this crazy episode where he's gone for the entire season and he just kind of is getting referred to. And then the whole episode is just him writing like four letters to people, just being like, I left. I'm back with Katherine Heigl. She actually took my sperm and had twins. So now I moved in with her in like Iowa. And bye. And you'll never hear from
you
me
took
again.
My sperm and had twins.
Well, yeah, because she had like stage 4 brain cancer. Everyone has brain cancer. So Gina Davis has brain cancer. Amelia. And all of them get cured. Stage 4. Past stage 4, they have a month to live. Somehow they survived this. But anyway, when that happened, he like gave her, they made like embryos just in case.
Well.
So he's gone now. Damn. And now we're just left with Meredith. Anyway, that's what's going on over there.
One thing I do want to be watching is this movie called Lisa Frankenstein. Has anyone seen it? It only came out this weekend. I would like to see it. Lisa Frankenstein. It's made by, I think it's written by the Diablo Cody.
Oh, Cole Sprouse is in it.
I don't like Cole Sprouse. That's the only reason I didn't want to see it.
I'm famously a big Sprouse head.
You are?
It's just like I'm not, but I was talking about, one day me and Jody were talking and I just happened to know stuff about him. And she's like, I didn't know you were such a Sprouse head. And now everyone makes fun of me for that.
The way they're marketing the movie is like kind of cutesy rom-commy, but I kind of heard that it was more like, oh yay, he doesn't talk. He just grunts. Yeah. Okay. I'm good.
Oh,
I'm good then. I heard that it's like darker than they were purporting it to be.
Okay, I've literally never heard of this. Is this a movie in theaters or is this in like on like Netflix?
It's in theaters. I think it's about like a girl like reincarnating a guy. It's like the Frankenstein story.
Isn't that
what
Poor Things is about?
Poor Things.
That sounds like the plot of Poor Things.
No, no.
Oh.
Well. No.
I don't know, but I still need to see the Mean Girls movie musical. So.
You haven't? I thought you did see that.
Nope. I've just seen a lot of TikTok videos about it.
I've seen that the Waitress musical version is available like to rent.
Oh.
I'm struggling. Right. Like, do I? I don't think I like Sarah Bareilles.
I really love. Oh, I don't know about her as an actress, but
I love her as a singer and songwriter.
Colleen Ballinger played that part on Broadway for a while. Speaking of getting canceled. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Yes, she did, Joan.
No, she didn't. She played the side part.
I know that I'm right.
She played the side part. She did not play the waitress. She played a waitress.
Okay.
She played the part that was originated by Kimiko Glenn. Yeah, they would never let Colleen Ballinger play the lead part in that. Like, Jesus. Didn't you hear that Colleen Ballinger now has come out? Well, she now has a research. She's trying to, like, come back after the toxic gossip.
I know. We followed Colleen Ballinger all of last year. And like something new was happening every day.
She's coming back, baby. And she says that she was supposed to be.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Cast. She had been basically cast in a Broadway show. And then they took it away from her once the toxic gossip train thing happened. What? And people were trying to like figure out what they thought it was supposed to be. People have whittled it down to thinking it was Shucked. I don't know the characters in Shucked, but that's what people have kind of.
I know that one song in Shucked that's really good.
Well, yeah, the independently owned.
Oh, that's a great
Alexa
song.
Alex Newell.
That's song. A chef kiss right there.
I love.
The Alex way it Newell. Keeps transposing up. I'm like, how are you fucking doing this? Really quickly, before we move on to Brown Town, we're going to get talk about VPR.
Oh,
what do you think? What do you think of VPR?
Well, I think it's fine. I think that
what do we think of this bitch though? She's the star of the show though. This bitch could not. No one's ever been happier to be on TV than this bitch.
Do you want to give you a sad update?
Oh, did she die like the puppy bowl?
No, she's quit though. She's no longer Tom's assistant. She has quit.
Definitely for the best. God, can you just text Ariana? I want to have my birthday party.
And she's like, turning 47. I'm sure. And he's like, well, maybe if I ask her to instead that like they'll leave by 12. Well, I already text her, so I'll just fast fingers. I think she's fine. I also think Ariana was being annoying, but I also think Tom Sandoval is being annoying. I'll say they do Ariana's these Vanderpump Rules after show things that I've seen on TikTok, of course, clips. Mm-hmm. And it's them being like, it's James and Lala and Sheena. By the way, if you aren't subscribed yet, please subscribe. Try to hit that 1,000 subscribers.
And 3,000 hours of watch time.
Oh, that's what we need? 3,000
I noticed that the other day. I was like, oh, there's an and on this.
I thought it was just the thousands.
Anyway, I did too.
Sheena, Lala, and James. Okay. And they're, Lala is going on about this thing about how, you know, Ariana should just move out. She just needs to move. She's like, when I was leaving Randall, I just left. I just took my daughter and left. And James is like, really? And now James is like, well, this is kind of like different than that. Like you didn't own your home with Randall. You know, like, and Sheena's like, yeah, it's like basically the same thing. And so James is being kind of the voice of reason. So the hair, we've now decided to just ditch the hair.
This is usually what happens. I always have a scrunchie and a claw within reaching distance, and always. All right. Anyway, it's bad, and Sheena's so annoying, and
I think that last year it peaked, and I'm not sure it's ever coming back, which is fine by me. It's really fine. I've been headfirst into Below Deck, and Amanda's getting into Below Deck soon. Because
we'll see how Grey's goes. We'll see how the next three seasons of Grey's go.
It should be like, that's like more fun. You should like watch like three episodes of Grey's, episode of Below Deck, or two episodes of Below Deck.
Okay, but you know how my mind works. It's just now I'm laser focused on this. I just need to get it out of my system.
Do you watch the opening credits each time?
Yes. The very first time me and Jody got assigned a VPR.
Okay, Justine, I have a question though. Why doesn't Tom rent an apartment on the side? He cheated on her. Just a question.
Because I really like this house, okay? I just want to stay here.
Yeah, I just want to give her like less money than it's worth. Like, can't she just get out of here? Like, I built a gym.
Not
gym.
What was I saying? Below Deck, Grey's Anatomy. Oh, who cares?
Beaker Face loves Below Deck, so get
I'm sure
it.
I will like it. Okay, I forgot what I was saying, but I'm sure it wasn't important. Anyway, let's move in. Do you want to go into Brown Town?
Oh, baby. Yes, because I kind of had minor. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You play a thing. Go ahead.
Yeah. Just yeah.
Play the damn thing.
This took me about 5 seconds, so I really didn't put that much effort into it. So sorry if this isn't that funny, but I thought I'd make a Valentine's Day one for all of you lovers.
Is it gonna blast our ears out?
No. That was it. It was just hard.
I was expecting something.
I know. It's just not, wasn't happening today.
The single cherub. Love that.
There are some hearts that flew out of Robin's ass. All right.
I was distracted.
Now, Joan, I've been trying to force him to, I am forcing him to watch an episode, at least one episode a week, so we can at least just talk about it. But, I figured I might need a little extra help convincing you that why you should be watching this. So cast your eyes upon the screen, Joan.
Hi, John, or nickname Joan. This is from Aminata. This is because I understand that you finally started to watch Sister Wives, or you finally agreed to start watching Sister Wives. So David started watching it years ago because he had family that lived in polygamy and he was interested in the fights and all of the yelling matches and things like that. And he didn't get any of that. Instead, what he got is people that rationally discuss what they like, but there's so much drama. There's so much drama. After we're done with an episode, sometimes I'm like, why in the world did I say that? Why did I do that? Why do I have a sneer with one side of my mouth? I don't even know. I can't believe I would wear that shirt on camera and things like that is when I watch the episodes. But to be honest with you, it is a great show. I'm proud of it. And that's saying a lot. Usually people that are in reality TV don't necessarily like the episodes that happen. And I feel blessed that, yes, of course, you get the most dramatic stuff. And when I tell you there's a lot of massive ups and downs, there are a lot, and sometimes you cannot believe what comes out of people's mouths. You'll sit there with your mouth wide open being like, I can't believe that was just said. I'm not going to tell you who says stuff because, you know, you got to wait for it yourself. There's a lot of really good one-liners you're going to want to put on t-shirts. Honestly, a lot. There's a lot of good moments too, though. A lot of great things, and I feel like we've partnered with TLC really well. They catch the most dramatic stuff, but I do feel like it's a fair representation of who we are as a family. And I think it's, I don't know, we started out with just wanting to show people that we weren't a controlled family. And we're obviously not. Anyway, thank you so much for starting to watch the show. It really, really means a lot to me. Thank you for all the time that you're going to spend binge watching. Because after you watch an episode, you're going to be like, what? And you're going to need to watch the next one. That's kind of how it works. Thank you.
I can't.
That's $69 I've ever spent.
I can't.
By the way, I was so impressed with her because I wrote, I was like, for my friend John. And then I wrote he, him, because I know that is confusing for people. But it's just a nickname. Uh-huh. It's not. So I wrote he, him. And then I wrote, it's from, and I wrote Aminata, and then I wrote, please pronounce it exactly like that. And she did it. I was really impressed with her. She went on and on, but
oh my God. Oh my God. Wow. That was shocking. And then she fell into basically a full on expose interview for my personal video. And then I remembered again that this was a video for me. Damn. That was great.
I think it's, I was so excited when I got that. And I got it a while ago. She did it the next day. So I had to wait an entire week. So I was just sending
you
it to
you. You did very well because I literally had no idea.
And wow. I dragged it into the video. It was like a second ago so that you didn't see.
I really, I kind of am like, just, I can't believe it.
Like she I'll said your she name and great. Your nickname.
She looks great. Well,
yeah, it was kind of weird lighting, but I mean, we were like,
well, compared to the way she looks in Sister Wives, I mean,
yeah. Yeah, but I mean, at one point she says in there, like, yeah, David used to watch the show and he wanted all the drama, but there just isn't any fighting in our family. I'm like, ugh. Do you not remember Knife and the Kidneys? Do you know what that reference is yet?
No, I've watched now three episodes, three full episodes. Right. This week I finished the moving episodes.
Gambling on the future.
The moving episode, and wow, I did have some thoughts. I did laugh, you guys. I laughed.
I told you so many times.
I laughed multiple times. I think the hard thing is it's sometimes like sad.
It gets way sadder as the season. Yes, very true. And the last few seasons are very rough to watch.
I can look at Cody and just laugh at what a fucking idiot that guy is, because honestly,
episode is not in any way like specific to that, because everything he does and says is idiotic.
Okay,
he's just so stupid.
This is when I the part I really got into today, again, after I was trying to binge watch all the Traitors.
Okay.
I would have had more time with Sister Wives, but I was busy with the Traitors. I did laugh. I do also have a job. I actually had to work today. I worked today.
Okay,
we had inspections today, so it was very exciting. Anyway, yeah, I'm like all shook up. That video has shaken me to my core.
Okay, let's take a break before, let's finish out this whole thing with us doing a little wrap up of that episode. And by the way, great. I don't even have notes in front of me. I can tell you every beat of episode. So, but first let's just do some Instagram stuff. Now, Janelle has been kind of gone for the past few weeks, but this past week she is on a bread journey, John, and I'm gonna just show you. And if you thought that Christine video journey. Went on, and she's making bread with Madison and
bread means fresh. Something very different in my community.
No, she's making actual bread. Where's this picture?
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Okay, so Janelle does this. She's at Madison.
Okay, but
and
it's bread like, machine bread.
Yeah, she's
okay. That's not making
her
bread.
Posts are so funny because she'll post like a picture of like some amazing meal that she's about to eat, and then she'll cover the whole thing with just text and shit. Like look how unhinged just this is. It's just a picture of bread. She writes right in the middle of the bread. I mean. Heart emoji, heart emoji, heart emoji. And covering up the bread. Bread looks
twisted
bad.
Link to the bread recipe.
Yeah.
Well, I will say this. I mean, you can't see where I'm pointing, but how do I get this? This.
I know. Other way. Are you pointing toward the bread? This.
Oh, there. Wow. That's weird.
Yeah,
this
I know.
This area at the bottom of the loaf looks very suspect to me. It looks very, the crumb is too up. Dense. And
oh,
see, I'm thinking the top looks dry as hell, but that bottom part looks wet.
Yeah.
There
and
is,
I
like,
also
too
feel
too much moisture in that bottom
the
section.
The density is like just like
hard,
a bagel.
Soft.
A bagel.
No,
yes.
I think it's really hard on the bottom. Oh, yeah. Well, you are. Yeah. Like a bagel. Yeah.
It was, do you know that a loaf, I heard somewhere that one loaf of bread, like Wonder Bread, if you smushed it all together, it would have like the exact same amount of like calories and shit as like a bagel, as one New York bagel.
Okay, but I don't believe
which I completely
that,
believe.
But
you... Really?
I think that
a New York bagel is pretty dense.
But like how many calories do you think a bagel has? I would think a loaf of bread has like 1,500 calories or more.
Mm.
Doesn't bread have like 100 calories a piece? Anyway, I don't really count my calories anymore, so I don't.
Oh, yeah, I've given up on all that.
I don't know.
So much money for Ozempic. But okay, so that there's this post. Sorry, let me take it off. I leave things on way too long. What is this? Here's my fucking true. Just these are just for Truly in the background. She's so fucking weird. Just in every picture, Truly's just weird. But anyway, don't worry about those. Those are just David and Christine and McKelty and Tierney's there. But Janelle, she can't get over this bread. She's really excited about this bread. So she's going to tell you a little bit more about it because apparently that bread pick went viral. So here we go.
Hey, so I've been at Maddie's and I know you've seen me posting a little bit that we've been making bread and it's been fun. So we've been using the bread maker because we're just not all the way those people. And the bread maker makes it simple. But what's fun is that the kids come home from school and they're actually asking for bread. And they have their very specific orders. Evie wants the crust off with lots of butter and Axel wants jam. But anyway, so we've been really struggling with how to store the bread once it was made because we'd wrap it and it was just like whatever. It just didn't work. It was hard to wrap, awkward, got a little dry. So I was on Amazon at 3 a.m., you know, because that's when you shop Amazon. And I found these amazing like bags. So they're cool. They're like, hang on just 1 second, Evie. So like there's like this bag and like you're adjustable, like that a drawstring. And they're adjustable size, so you can put a ton in them. And I'm excited. So like we've been really wondering how to deal with how to store the bread. It only lasts a few days anyway, but you want to keep it maximum freshness. So I wanted to say, so the second part, these bags are cool, right? Because they're adjustable size, drawstring, but they have this liner that's, you know, all the chemicals aren't in it. I don't remember the list, but they don't have any of those weird chemicals. And it's got this liner, so it helps keep it fresh, your bread fresh. And then you just turn it inside out and wipe down the liner. So I thought, this is brilliant. This is brilliant. So we'll let you know how it goes.
Baby. Whose baby is that?
Fucking baby. That was a chaotic video, by the
way. Whose baby was that?
That was Evie. It's Madison and Caleb Breastley, baby. I think. Yeah, Evie. I love that she ended the video, but then was like, oh, wait, I want to talk more about it. So she like added a second part.
I hope I'm someday to the point where I can post like reels or wherever the hell you found that. Instagram stories where I just launch into a story. I don't need to tell it. You don't need to know who I am. You don't need to know what's going on. You guys know we love bread down here. I'm at Carsey's house or whoever the fuck she said. Again, guys, I only have my 3 episodes, so she said someone else there. I didn't know who she's talking about.
She's never heard of the idea of editing, and one of me and Jody's favorite thing is that all of her videos just always start like, hi, guys, it's me. It's just always that like 5 seconds, and then right at the end, she's always like, I just really can't hilarious. She was so excited about that bread bag, which was essentially just a burlap sack.
It's like a bag. I get it. It has like a lining, kind of like a plasticky lining in it.
You can also just put your bread in the fridge.
You're actually not supposed to put bread in the fridge. That actually makes it go stale sooner.
Mm-hmm. Well, I actually don't put my bread in the fridge.
Well, I'm glad you don't.
So there.
Now, have you made bread machine bread from Janelle's recipe?
I have a bread machine that has been in the back of my closet since the day I moved into this house. And it's really heavy and I just don't want to make the effort to...
Okay. Like, well, now you got the recipe. I expect, we all expect in the next couple weeks, we're going to need a taste test of the Janelle bread recipe. Okay.
Okay.
Have you actually checked the link? Does it just take you to like the King Arthur flour website or something?
Oh, I didn't click. And I'm sure that it's gone now. The link is probably gone now because it was just a story. But now, right. Before we get into the episode proper that you watch before we wrap this up. Janelle also, while she's hanging out with Maddie, she just has a lot of inspirational things that she wants to tell us.
Sorry.
Madison Brash.
Who is that?
She's that daughter with like the curly hair and it's like black. And she kind of
looks like Janelle.
Yeah. She looks exactly like Janelle. Yeah. And at the
end
of this
episode, just like, mm-hmm.
Savannah looks just like Janelle too, but yeah, it's at the end of the episode where the producer is like, hey, how do you feel? And she's like, how do I feel? I'm like, I don't like it. Her and Logan both talk. They don't talk like that anymore, but they did. But Janelle is also just, she just wanted to get, send you some inspiration here. So for anyone who's on a little weight loss journey, let's hear what Janelle has to say.
So I just went to a new gym, I guess a new Pilates studio. I'm in North Carolina and I'm traveling so much recently, and especially I'm in North Carolina more. And I know that I've been needing to find a new gym, and I have a gym, a regular gym, but I needed a Pilates studio. And you know, it's really intimidating to walk into a new gym or into a new studio in this case. And I tried to talk myself, it was an early class. I had to talk, I was really trying to talk myself out of coming. I even, because I took a wrong turn, because I don't know the city very well, and it was dark, I was even late, and I kept thinking, just go in, just don't go in, Janelle, don't go in, just bail, it's okay, it's okay. And I went in, and they were great, and it was awesome, and now I've done it, and now that barrier is conquered. And I think sometimes that's just all you have to do is kind of break that barrier, right, especially with a new gym. Now I just need to tackle the hotel gym.
Hotel gym?
Care to expand?
Now I gotta go to attack the hotel gym. Go tackle that hotel gym.
Ended there. She
Why
bailed.
Is she in North Carolina? Like, there's so many
questions.
Because
Madison lives in North Carolina with Caleb Breck. John,
this is why I have struggled to get in, because it's like you see those like pictures of the ocean where there's those little like walls. And under the water, you see these swimmers or divers go out to this area, and then it's like a drop-off point to where it's just nothingness.
Yeah.
Where it's just darkness, and that's like what this is that Sister Wives. It's so deep.
Yeah. It still has less seasons than Grey's Anatomy. Also, the other thing that I love about that is that, like, she says in there, she's like, yeah, I got lost, I took a wrong turn, because I feel like she just doesn't even have a GPS loaded on her phone. She's, like, printing off MapQuest. And I don't know if anyone else saw this, but she took the effort to, like, get, like a little, like, graphic thing of, like, Rosie the Riveter. Did you even see it? It was so teeny. She like didn't make it bigger. So kind of like during that video, you can just see this like tiny little Rosie the Riveter. Hang on, let me just play like the first 2 seconds, because you'll notice it now.
So I just went to a new gym, I guess a new Pilates studio.
She's like, I'm gonna put this Rosie the Riveter thing, but then that's it. I'm putting it exactly where my finger just happened to be and leaving it there.
It's just like, it's a kind of a weird thing to hear someone from Sister Wives be like, you know, I'm looking for my new Pilates studio. Like, what? Do you go to a Pilates studio? Really? I'm not making any comment
she's
on
been,
her.
No, she's
saying,
been on a really big weight loss
Sister Wives
journey.
Go to Pilates studios? That's surprising.
No, she's like the one that actually works out in the family. There is an episode that's on that list that I gave you. It's called the Sister Wives Try to Lose Weight or something like that. And they all go to this like personal trainer, and he weighs them all, and all of them are like, don't say my weight out loud. And he's like, 185, 276, wow. Janelle. And then he like lines them up, and he's like, now Janelle, oh gosh, you are fat. And you are the fattest of all of these women. I feel like you might drop dead tomorrow. So I just want you to know that you should be worried about that. And she's like, thanks.
Did Cody pay the guy to say that?
Probably. Cody doesn't go, but Robin goes, and she's like 2 days pregnant. So she's got a sick tummy. So I'm not going to try to work out too hard.
You guys, I'm sure you didn't know this, but Vegas is Cody's Plymouth Rock. If you guys didn't know, that is his Plymouth Rock. All he wants, religious freedom. That's it, guys. That's it.
Now, just simple. Break down this episode. So it starts.
Oh dear. Okay. Well, the first half I watched last week. Remember? Okay. So you could. Okay.
Reenact
here's,
it.
Here's what I'm remembering here.
Okay.
We got to move in 3 days. holy shit.
Guess what? Guess what, guys?
People are coming to get us. They're out to get us. Every time there's a siren in the neighborhood, we're all shitting our pants. Get all the kids together in one room, wherever this room is, somewhere in their weird polygamist house that was built by some
creepy polygamist. It's a very weird polygamist setup. Uh-huh.
And drop the bomb here, friends. We got to move in 3 days. And you can't tell anyone. You can't tell your friends that we're moving.
He starts it by saying, hey, 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 who here likes being a family? Who here? Yeah? Anyone? And then he's like, well, in order to stay that family, we're moving. But guess what? Guess what? 3 days. Vegas? Can't tell anyone. And then Peyton's now, just sitting there like next to Aunt Cody, unfortunately, on this chair. And he's like, what? And it's just the saddest moment.
The weird thing to me is, how is Vegas, Las Vegas, now the paragon of religion? And
oh, because the giant daddy lives there.
I understand that they let you be polygamists there. I more than Utah, I guess, but Vegas, you couldn't go to Iowa, or somewhere like that. That seems a little more. I mean, no offense if anyone here is from Iowa. I don't mean it like that. I just mean Sin City is where you're choosing to move your family of 100
because
people.
Robin's dad lives there, John.
Okay, but
stepdad, vagina daddy.
Okay, so then you have this whole reaction. The kids are upset. They're all talking about it. They're all crying, which I would be too. And they kind of just act like, no big deal. And one of the kids is talking about
Leon, the dance, dad, the dance.
And
I have
Cody,
to stay for the dance.
Cody literally is like this.
He's got a little notebook.
Okay,
I would love to get my hands on that notebook.
Yeah, all it is there were two different shows. I had to play reporters and things, and I had to take notes constantly in this shit. And all it was I hate this shit. I hope everyone goes, just shut the
fuck up. I would draw eight, just that, you know, that eight.
I would also write really inappropriate shit and try and show it to other people, inappropriate words.
Oh, yeah.
Show it to other people and get into break.
I'm rock hard right now.
I'm fucker in the pussy or whatever that stupid, isn't that a thing?
Jennifer says it's hilarious to watch Sister Wives through the fresh eyes of John.
Christine is very excited for my Sister Wives journey. And we do have more and more watchers. We keep getting more watchers. So if you are a new watcher and you look down and that button doesn't say subscribed, baby.
Get on that shit, bitch.
Push the button. Push the button. And I'll shut the fuck up. But please.
So they leave on Martin Luther King Day. It's a long weekend. What?
Do you notice that you have weird dot lights all over your face?
Yes, I fucking know. Oh. Did you not see me? Just, trying to close all my curtains. There's one Venetian blind that one of my cats, I think, fucked up. So it's there's a little space and it's going directly into my retina right now.
Well, it looks like one's in the middle of your forehead.
It looks there's two layers.
Ooh, that's scary.
Yeah. So they leave on.
Sorry,
Martin
I just
Luther
coughed
King
into
Day.
The mic, everyone. Sorry, everyone.
John, get your shit together.
Okay, they're moving. It's this frantic situation. All this this frantic packing and exasperated worry. And I'm sure Amanda knows exact perfect quotes from all this, but I don't. So you got some good quotes for me here, Amanda? Or
not so much from this, but just the fact that Cody at one point, they get a flat tire.
Oh God! Cody, we didn't get flat tires yet. We haven't gotten to the flat tires yet. This is when they're still frantically throwing things in. One thing that stuck out is when they're like, "Which is the kid that you said was sitting behind Cody crying last week?"
Peyton.
Peyton, okay. Then little dickhead, whoever that older one that you now say isn't even around anymore, little fucking asshole, they bring in boxes into the moving truck. It's the red-haired kid, the oldest boy at this point.
Logan!
Does he have red hair?
We don't talk about Logan.
Oh.
No, no, no. No, Logan is a god.
Are we not allowed to talk about him?
No, just... he's universally loved by everyone. He raised the entire fucking family by himself.
Well, please don't attack me, sister wives, people. But he's like, what are all these boxes? They all say Peyton's toys. No, leave this. Leave these. He doesn't need all this useless junk.
That is true. But also, like, he's running this whole family by himself at age 15. Sorry that he's a bit stressed out.
Trust me. If Cody's your dad, you don't have a dad, basically, because he's breeding every woman he can find, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, damn, like, poor Peyton can't take his toys. He's already sobbing his eyes out, poor thing, once they show up and he doesn't have his toys. Anyway,
he's currently kind of problematic, but anyway, so they go
and get their fucking flat tire. So the final thing is them loading up the truck, and then it's and then it's like cut to black, sister wives, and then they're like,
you're gonna see that shot 100,000 times throughout the series. Anytime they even mention the fact that they moved at some point, it's always just the shot of like Mary locking up the trailer and an ambulance going by.
you barely even see a light. Like, you barely really see anything, do you?
I think it was
ADR. You see them lock up the thing.
Oh. Yeah, I think that was completely fake.
Okay, so they go. They get a fucking flat tire. Cody, alpha male of the world, for some reason they're driving like a little tiny...
Sports car.
They call it the sports car. Right.
Yeah. One of our sister podcasts owns that car now. They bought it. Yeah. We're doing like this big crossover. I'm not even gonna say it because it's their thing to say, but we're doing
a big crossover. I hope we're successful enough that one day we can buy Carrie's old apartment. How about that?
I'm not allowed in the States, John. I didn't pay my taxes that
all, but we can buy it and I'll stay there.
Okay.
So they get the flat tire. And then they go to a department store, okay? And they get one that's just too
big. Walmart.
Yes. Well, they just only ever called it a department store. I could tell it was Walmart. It looks...
Because, you know, Walmart's like, we're not signing off on this. I don't want to be associated with the Brown family.
Well, I mean, from the way that they act, you'd think that they were freaking persecuted by the world, that the world is out to get their love.
Oh, and yeah,
it's creepy and weird. So they go to the department store, they get a tire that's slightly too big, they start driving down the road, and within 1 mile another tire pops on the van. And I'm thinking, do you guys not drive these cars? Were these cars just parked for months and now you're driving? Why are they all being popped? Why are all
it's another trope that people always talk about is that whenever you see, other than like Cody or Robin's cars, all of the other wives, whenever you see one of their cars, there's always at least one hubcap missing. They just drive like the shittiest cars.
Janelle's car had duct tape holding the window up. So why is Robin driving a Lexus and Janelle had to go away and she drives away in a car and literally five pieces of duct tape holding the window up. Now, I get the struggle, but like, damn.
Do you remember this quote?
Robin says, you know what? I actually do, because...
Perfect segue, Amanda.
Here she is. Here's this bitch.
Beaker face. That's where beaker face comes
and that
from.
Is... I was trying to remember the exact words. Oh, it is?
Oh! Yeah, I thought of it. I'm the one that thought of it, and now everyone else fucking says it online. She's full beakers. She can go way more beaker than that too. Sometimes it's really
She's always crying. They go to a scene later and it's Cody just talking and it's her sitting there wiping a tear away. I'm like, what are you even crying about? Nothing. She is horrible. She's disgusting. She makes me want to vomit. And the scenes that stick out to me when they go to her house and Cody's like, yeah, we gotta get Robin out. It's her house, or her house is a rental. And she takes this hanger off the blinds that has like eight roses, like
you're traveling to Las Vegas with that, Robin, really?
And like that,
just dead
now, I understand people like preserve their wedding flowers. That is a very popular thing now, especially nowadays, like preserve your wedding flowers. But like hanging them from a hanger on the window is like what you did when you were in high school and someone gave you a rose on Valentine's Day, speaking of, and you'd hang it from your window so it would dry out and you'd have it forever. Yeah, that just really showed me, like, that is on your blinds next to your bed. That is in your bedroom next to your bed. You have to look at that every day. That jank ass hanger with those roses on it.
Yep.
Yes. And we find out that this is not the America that we learned about.
I learned about in school. Not the America I learned about.
And I'm just thinking, like, what one? Wasn't she homeschooled or something? Because
where did they teach people that polygamy is
fine? I don't remember being taught that.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Were you taught in high school? In high school, you were taught, you know what, guys? Have 4 wives and 20 children. Do that.
No. I think one of my favorite parts of this episode was when Cody's like, whoa! A tire blew out, but I realized Janelle has an extra tire, so I'm just gonna hack that tire for this van onto this small car.
Then he puts it on. Then it's fucked up. Then he tries to take the things off.
I could tell by the third lug. Well, I got to that third lug nut and I thought this one's that was great too.
That was after he had put the new. That was the one he put on. So he obviously cranked the lug nuts too far. Then it drove, and then I don't know about cars that well, but
neither.
I think that when you fix a tire, I swear, okay, my dad taught me how to change a tire because, of course, I think, now someone could tell me I'm so dumb here and wrong, but I think you're supposed to lightly loosen them and then jack it up, or jack it up and then loosen them. I don't think you're just supposed to, like, have your tire sitting full pressure on, or like your car sitting full pressure on the tire, and then try and yank off the bolt. What are those called? Lug nuts.
Lug nuts. Like,
what? So then they get that one, and then basically this is where I really
they go another
to fall
mile.
Apart,
they break
is,
down again.
They made it 200 miles in 24 hours, and that's when I just cried.
And then they all just got a hotel room. It's like, just drive back to Lehi. Well,
but you
it's
know
a 1 hour drive.
Amanda, this was God saying to Cody that first he was questioning if this is right. If this might have been God telling him this was what he should not be doing. And then
overthinking this.
Then later though, they end up at a hotel that is one stop away from a tire shop. And that's God telling him that he's making the right choice. Because, you guys, Vegas is my Plymouth Rock. All I want is religious freedom. Creepy stare into the camera. These people are fucking morons.
And what about the
morons.
Naval,
and I
the
think
naval
that's where
thing
I
you
just,
sent me?
The
it's
naval?
Like, we're gonna drive it.
he's like saying he's gonna drive, like, we're gonna just keep driving until we don't even care. Because someone's like, oh, well, where are we gonna go? And he's like, we're just gonna drive, and it doesn't matter. We're just gonna drive. We're gonna drive until my navel scratches my backbone. So then I text Amanda, I'm going to keep going until my navel scratches my backbone. Because what? Like, because he's basically saying he's not gonna eat.
Yeah, which maybe you guys should all stop and eat since you have 17 children, like traumatized children in your
car. I'm going to take a wild guess that one of them made something. Like, there has to be some food packed away in there, or did they just ditch out? They left all the food in their house too.
Oh, you're going to learn so much more, Joan. What are you going to watch for next week? Are you going to stick with that list, or are you going
to
try
what
to
am
just
I
fill
supposed
in like
to
every
do?
Episode?
Like, what do you guys think I should do? I am struggling to believe I will watch all the episodes, so maybe I should do the list first. Maybe I'll do the list.
The next one on the list is Sister Wives Diet Woes, which is the one that I was just talking about with Trainer Bill. He's like a mouth breather.
Okay,
you're going to hate it so much.
That'll be a good one.
It's good. And they go to a Chinese buffet. I think this is the same episode. And Robin's pregnant, and she's like, And all the other wives have just done this diet. They're on this diet. So they're all just eating like wet ass salad in this Chinese buffet. And Robin's just walking around like, my stomach hurts. And then Cody's like, I'm so sorry, Robin. Robin has trouble eating. She's got a really sore tummy. And then you see like smash cut to the table. And Robin has this enormous plate of just lo mein. It's like, oh, your stomach hurts, does it? And she's just plowing away on this lo mein with like dessert, two dessert things next to her. It's like, and a Sprite.
I just need to kind of like get a better understanding of what happened with the Cody thing. Like, he just never liked the first three wives and he just likes Robin, or?
Yeah. She's a Diesel jeans model, Joan. It's
deeper than that.
Yeah. Anyway, well, thank you for watching that. My favorite episode of Sister Wives of all time.
I laughed and I didn't hate it. As much as I hate it, I've hated previously. So
no, that list I made is very, very good. I promise. All right, let's wrap this up. Anything to say at the end? You want me to? I'll just scroll through the banners if you just want. Yep.
Yeah. Please join us on our Patreon, because this week we are doing some fun little episodes for our Pod in the City Patreon. We do a ton of episodes over there. So if you want to listen to us talk about stuff, please do that. Mm-hmm. I'm really on a kick. If you haven't heard yet, please subscribe to our YouTube our YouTube page. Again, log on to like your friends, anyone's phones, if you just go onto YouTube here, I'm telling you guys straight. If you just go on YouTube, okay, you go up to log in, change account or whatever. I know everyone has at least two Gmail accounts. You gotta. All right. So baby, subscribe on both of them. I will love you forever. I love you already for listening to this, but again, it'd be really great if you did that, because we need 1,000 in order to like do anything. So,
and 3,000 hours of watch time. Also, you can tip us if you want, but our PayPal is phcpod@gmail.com. So in case anyone, because we can't get super stickers yet because, you know, we don't have 1,000 subscribers. Okay, I think that's it.
Someday soon, you guys. Anyway,
maybe continue.
I like how at the end here, people like we can just see people like logging off.
Like, all right, like, that's
enough. Like, we're done.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and play our outro. Thanks so much for joining us, guys. Say bye to Latrice. Tracy.
Bye, Latrice. She's like, put me down, motherfucker.
Yeah, she's like, I fucking hate you. And Walter knows we're done. All right, guys. Thanks for joining us. Love you. Please engage. Tell all your friends. Latrice, get out of here. She's going to fucking claw me. I know. And what am I going to... I'm going to put up this. And we'll see you guys. Actually, no. We're going to put up this. All right, guys.
You'll hear from us on Wednesday if you're on our Patreon. Or Friday if you're not. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.